Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Fair, and welcome to the third Fireside Chat in this series. These lectures are devised so that they can all fit on one CD for the beginner. A lot of people get their personal computers, and they're really not motivated to follow what they've learned or practice what they've learned because it's not really tailored to them specifically. And unfortunately, what happens is if you don't have immediate motivation to use this stuff, you lose the skills that you've been trained because it's not tailored. There's nothing really of immediate interest to you. And this is especially unfortunate for young kids who get their computers and there's nothing to do with them for them. I mean, who wants to do extra work? I certainly didn't as a kid when I got my Apple IIe at age 10. Now, in my case, I was very fortunate because my teacher at the time was very farsighted and very thoughtful and provided me and other students in the class who had these machines around the same time with a disk of games that were text-based and you had to learn to type to play them. And this was a terrific motivator for learning how to type, how to use your access technology to get used to the speech, to get comfortable with the computer. And because I spent hours playing these games, I spent less hours having to do homework because I could type faster. I could perform with more efficiency on the computer. So when the assignments started coming in, I took less time to do them because I knew what I was doing technologically. Now, this is true right across the board. If you want to really learn computers the way the modern generation has, sighted people today haven't really learned computers in classes, in courses. It's been about pursuing personal interests, and sadly this is lost largely on the blind community because of current societal conditions and priorities. So this lecture is all about the fun side, fun and games. Last lecture we covered the more serious side of the internet, online shopping, communication, the more practical of the internet's advantages and gifts to blind people. Now it's time to look at fun and games and entertainment. So let's begin with the simplest stuff, which is the radio shows, the internet radio, the podcasting, the videos, and how you can tune into these things. Is every time NASA has a mission and the space shuttle is flying, they cover what is happening with a video stream from the server. If you go to www.nasa.gov and then you go look around for the Watch NASA TV link, if you go in there, you can click on a link that will start the reception on your computer of a current feed of what is happening. So if you time it right, you can catch the preparations for the shuttle launch, and then you can listen to the actual liftoff. It's great for blind people because they narrate everything. The engineers, the astronauts, you can hear the back and forth communication between the ground and the shuttle and the space station. And they also have experts that will narrate for you what is happening. And you'll be able to tune in and hear as they're doing what they're doing, which would normally be silent, interspersed with unintelligible chatter to some degree. You'll be able to follow completely what is happening as they describe what happens up on the space station or in the space shuttle. So I've always thoroughly enjoyed listening to that when a mission was happening, tuning in, hearing the liftoff, hearing the mission happen, hearing the landing. And that's just one example. There are also internet radio stations. For example, the British Broadcasting System is a great resource for blind people. They have all manner of audio content, everything from talk shows to documentaries to radio dramas to religious shows, everything you could want, comedies, you name it, they pretty much have it. And it is very easy to tune into, completely free. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio. You can also do this if you go to, if you download the Thunder free screen reader from www.screenreader.net. It comes with a package called Webby, and if you install that, it will help you use the internet with Thunder, which is the free screen reader. Otherwise, you will be using something like Internet Explorer or some other browser. And it will also come with extra programs, so you should look through that directory. Even if you're not going to use the Webby browser, there are still programs to help you listen to podcasts and find out about podcasts of interest. And the BBC, it has a Listen Live or Listen Again, two programs there related to the BBC, which you can tune in to programs from them or live streams of their radio stations. So very rich audio content there that can easily pass hours and hours of time listening to from across the ocean. And right here in Canada, of course, cbc.ca, it has streaming content, including video clips of news, plus CBC Radio. You can tune into stations of Toronto and elsewhere, and you get them streamed live over the internet, and very good quality again, excellent news and programming there. There are hundreds of, probably thousands of stations out there that you can find and tune into. There are a lot of music stations too. If you go to www.shoutcast.com and you have the Winamp player, or a player that can support streaming MP3 format files, you can then tune in to a vast, vast collection of all kinds of music. Anything you can imagine is there, from comedy music to rock to dance to new age, Chinese classical music with old Chinese instruments and so forth. Just anything you can possibly think of in terms of a kind of music, you'll probably find a station, at least one, probably multiple stations in that genre, and be able to tune in for free. Most of these stations have very few, if any, commercials, and it's a great way to just tune in and listen to music. Even if you have a dial-up, a slow internet connection, chances are you'll find, you can search for stations of your bit rate, and you'll find listening easily equivalent to what you'd get on AM, FM radio, that style. It's quite good. So lots of music, lots of listening out there that you can do for free. And there's also a lot of things like audio dramas. ZBS.org produces a lot of audio dramas that you can purchase and download for listening. And there's also, for documentaries, there's a place called soundprint.org that have a whole bunch of radio documentaries produced over years. Their archives go way, way back, and it's fantastic what they've had. They have all kinds of very personal interest kind of documentaries about everything from living through Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans to all manner of different topics. They had one recently on escaping time that I quite enjoyed, and all the current thinking about time and long-term versus short-term thinking. So there's stuff to expand the mind, there's stuff to make you laugh, there's all manner of different things, excellent news coverage. So the internet is, for people like a large percentage of the blind population out there who very much value auditory entertainment and listening, the internet is really an exceptional place to go, and it really requires very little effort and knowledge to be able to tune into these stations. It's quite easy. So that's definitely something to explore soon after getting your system. Is get the you'll already have probably a default media player, like Windows Media Player if you're a Windows user. So take advantage of that. There are loads of different stations that will use that player. You can also download Winamp and other players free of charge, Real Media Player, and then tune into the more stations. So the sky's the limit. There's loads of audio entertainment and very informative things out there for people interested. And now the other side of the internet as well, of this audio form stuff, is podcasting. And these are, podcasting are really MP3s. So to get a podcast, you would sign up to an RSS or a similar feed. And you'll find instructions on how to do this all over the place. You'll be given a kind of a link that will, you can cut and paste into your podcatching client of choice. I use Accessible Podcatcher. It comes with the Webby bundle of accessible internet software, and I quite like it. You can add in a podcast. You name it, and then you paste in the link that you cut and paste from the page That's a very simple procedure in Windows and hopefully in other operating systems as well. And then as new podcasts are published, the idea is you open up this one program, this accessible podcatcher, and any of the podcasts that you've subscribed to, that you've added to the podcatcher, are then updated as new content is published. So you go there and you find the podcasts. I listen to one called Digital Flotsam. That's a great podcast, by the way. Digitalflotsam.org is the site you go to. Sign up for the podcast. You won't regret it. I've very rarely been disappointed with any of his stuff. A retired New York police officer basically giving his thoughts on past experiences of childhood, of growing up, of living a very interesting life. And I think you'll very much enjoy that and other podcasts out there. So you add the podcast, Digital Flotsam, and when he publishes a new one, it will be added to your podcatcher. And you find the Digital Flotsam name in that list, and you tab once, and then you'll be in the list of podcasts, of Digital Flotsam podcasts, and you get to the one you're interested in, and then you save that file. Or you can just tab over to play and play it immediately from in the player. I like to save my podcasts and then play them in a player called Winamp that I prefer. So you can do that too. So there's all kinds of, the thousands and thousands of podcasts on pretty much anything that you can think of, from music to access technology to you name it, it's out there. All kinds of stuff. So I urge you to look around. Podcastalley.com is a good starting point. It will help you narrow down and find podcasts of interest to you. The same bundle of software that I keep referring to, the Webby bundle of software, also has a utility to help you search for new podcasts called Podcast Directory, I believe. I tend not to use it, but I have, and it works just fine. So that is a little look into the listening side. So for strictly audio content, there are tons of things, bound to be something for everyone. And the same really holds true for accessible games, which is the other real branch of fun out there. And there are a lot of accessible games. You do have to go to the internet to find them. The internet is your gateway to accessible fun, because you're not really going to be able to walk into a retail store and pick up a computer game for $40 or so like most people can. It just, the supply, the demand isn't there to really make supplying it worth the retailer's time. So to get these games, you will have to buy them online, right? So last lecture, online shopping can be quite helpful with this enterprise here. And what you do is, the one site that I recommend everyone go to start their quest for accessible fun, go to www.pcsgames, that's Papa Candy Sierra Games.net. You go there, and there's a link on the page called Fantastic Windows Games and Where to Find Them. There's also, I think, one for Mac and possibly Linux. I know he's thought about starting those. I'm not sure how far along they'll be by the time you're hearing this. But anyway, you go there, and in those links will guide you to lists of these games, and the Windows list is huge now. It's been updated for some time, and Phil Vlasic of PCS Games has done a marvelous job of giving you a list and providing you descriptions of all the different games, what's out there, what it is, brief coverages of how to get there, links to all the different sites. So that is the best starting point, I believe, for a beginner looking for accessible games and trying to get a sense of what's out there and if anything's suitable for him or her in their interest. There's also another site called audiogames.net, and that also has some good reviews. It's a good alternative site to go to find out more about various games. One stop that I think any newcomer should make for free games is Jim Kitchen. He's a developer who makes, just for his own personal edification and entertainment, he will make free games and post them on the web for anyone to have. And you can just go and download. He's got Pong. He has a racing game, a simple racing game. He has Monopoly, Golf, all these different games. Must be one of the more prolific game developers out there. And so you can go and download all his stuff for free. It's very simple to use. He gives good instructions. And just make sure you pay attention to the instructions, and you'll be up and running in no time flat. And a lot of good stuff there. There's all kinds of games. There are text adventures, like the kind I was mentioning briefly before, where you type in commands and you're given a story that you have to solve and puzzles in the story that you have to figure out. And you type in commands and the game responds with the answers to those commands. A lot of those games out there, and most of them are free, hundreds of them. And all these different stories are out there just waiting for you to discover them. And you'll need an interpreter to play these games. Again, it's very easy to find getting started instructions out there. I've made a collection called Rising from Time's Ashes that will have basic starting instructions. It's somewhat dated now. It was made back in 2000, so it's a little dated. And one of the clients that you can get, the interpreters for these games, Winfrotz TTS, you'll find a link to it on the PCSGames.net list of accessible games. It will run a lot of the Zed Code and Zed Blorb games that are coming out. So these games are ending with Z8 or Z5 or Zed Blorb extensions. And you can run these with the interpreter. And you basically open them like you'd open a document. And then you're playing a game instead of writing a document. It's very well done. A little hard to access the help and menus. But the rest of the game, the basic games speak just fine. That seems to be about the best solution I've found for the Windows user to play these accessible games. There are probably others that I haven't investigated yet, but that's the one I know of. But you might find something better, so look around. It is possible. There are also sound-based games. These are games that use sound instead of words, so you'll hear your surroundings. If you're playing a maze game, for example, you'll hear the footsteps echo off walls, and you'll hear monsters coming after you. In Pac-Man, for example, there's a Pac-Man Talks game where you hear the ghosts coming at you from the different directions, and you'll hear them talking and saying things as they come closer and creeping up to you. And you have to, of course, outrun the ghosts, get power pellets, eat the ghosts, eat up all the dots in the maze, get the fruit in the center if you're able to, and go on to the next level. So standard Pac-Man, but all done at accessible style so that you can hear your surroundings. There's all kinds of Space Invaders games out there where you're shooting at aliens coming down, moving left and right along the bottom of the screen. There's Pong. There's racing games, a few of them out now, where you're racing cars, and you can even race each other online with a couple of these racing games. One commercial called Rail Racer that you have to purchase. It's a commercial game that you purchase from one of the developers, Blind Adrenaline Simulations. There's also a free racing game called Top Speed 2 that is also online multiplayer, or you can play single player. And those are excellent, excellent ways of interacting, having fun. Now, there's also allinplay.com that produces games for sighted and blind people to participate at once online over the internet. And you basically, they have four games, Crazy Eights, two versions of poker, Texas Hold'em and Draw Poker. And then they have a new game that they've just come out with called Tag. And it's not physical tag, it's anagram tag. So you're typing in, you get a phrase, and you're typing in anagrams using letters in the words in that phrase to make other words. And you're racing against other players online. And you can also chat with other players while you're doing this. You can switch to a online text chat and type in messages back and forth to each other. So it's not only a great way of getting comfortable with the computer and learning typing, it's a good way of making friends and contacting people. You can try these games out at All in Play for 15 days, and after that time, if you want to continue playing, you'll have to sign up for an account and pay, subscribe to either for a couple of months or for a year. You can pick your length and pay to continue playing those games. So It's a good introductory thing to get people just used to chatting back and forth and interacting. No real money's used. Just, you know, you have to pay your subscription, but you're not gambling with real money, so you don't have to worry about losing your house or whatever, right? And so that is one of the very successful companies out there, and more games are currently in development. Even as I speak, it does take a while. You shouldn't expect new games to pop out all the time. It's slow going, but these things are in work and in progress, and people are working on them. Some of them for free, some of them you pay for. And so I hope that a lot of you will take the time to look around. It would take ages for me to cover all the different games available, so I'm not even going to try. Same with podcasts. Like, there's tons and tons out there. So I urge you to go to the sites that I've mentioned, www.pcsgames.net, www.audiogames.net, www.podcastalley.com, the blind-planet.com. There's a lot there that you can do, and probably some links to some entertaining sites. Whitestick.co.uk. That's another good stop to find a lot of entertaining, especially online games. They have a really good listing of those. And so I hope that gives you a chance to think about the value and the benefits that you can get from pursuing fun, from finding things, computer games and so on, that will just enrich your life, give you more to listen to, give you more to think about, give you more to do with your computer, so that you're motivated and you learn keyboarding skills, so that by the time you have to use your more practical skills for employment or for something else, you'll be on par more or less with the sighted world, where they've been doing the very same thing for the past 30 years, growing up with computers as their friends and their buddies and their toys, essentially. And then by the time they have to work with them, they're already very well comforted and very well fluent in the technology. And I hope that these lectures and the guide that I've written, Personal Power, will help the blind community to take advantage of that mindset and to start to look at their computers not as a tool for drudgery and work, but as a life-expanding thing that can give you a ticket to fun, a ticket to a real good time. And I hope that this in turn will help you in the offline world, because even the single player games, even if you play something for hours as a single player, chances are if you like that game, you're going to talk about it. You're going to tell people about that experience. So it does trickle over into the social world as well in various ways. So good luck to everyone. I hope that these lectures of value to you, and that they get you started just to have an idea of what the kinds of things that are out there: board games, card games, strategy games, arcade style games, all done with sound. It's all available, and take the time to look around. You won't be disappointed. And don't think of your computer as just a work machine. It doesn't have to be. Don't let people push you into that corner. Use the machine for your own pursuits, your own entertainment, your own edification, and you will be rewarded. And you'll find that you're developing skills that when it comes time to put your nose to the grindstone, get work done in school or whatever, that those skills that you've learned having fun will serve you well. So best of luck to everyone. I hope you've enjoyed these chats. Feel free to share them. Burn them to the CDs for people if they can't make use of MP3s yet. That's what I've made them for. If you want to contact me for whatever reason, you can do that at michael.fair, M-I-C-H-A-E-L dot F as in Frank, E-I-R, E as in Everest. So michael.fair, F-E-I-R, at gmail.com. So G as in go, mail, all in one word, .com, right? michael.fair at gmail.com. So, yeah, feel free to write me, comment on these lectures, comment on the guide. I look forward to hearing back from you. I don't plan to update these lectures or the guide, so what you have is what is the final copy. I have other projects I'm moving on to, but it's been an enjoyable and learning experience for me doing this, and I look forward to hearing from people who I've hopefully helped. And good luck, and hope to see you all online at some point. Thank you very much for your time, and best of luck to everyone. Bye for now.